The British squadron came into full view as it rounded Cumberland Head shortly after 8 o'clock on September 11, 1814. The battle was at hand. After days of intermittent wet weather, this Sunday brought a bright, sunny morning on Lake Champlain. A brisk breeze from the northeast had carried the British ships quickly up the lake. This force consisted of 4 fighting ships, 10 gunboats, and 2 support vessels. Dominating the scene was the largest warship ever to sail the lake, the 37-gun frigate HMS Confiance. On board stood the British commander, Captain George Downie, a supremely confident and seasoned officer who was determined to destroy the American enemy. Awaiting the British in Plattsburgh Bay were 4 American warships, which rested quietly at anchor. Close by were 10 gunboats. Their commander, 30-year-old Master Commandant Thomas McDonough, surveyed the enemy from the deck of the 26-gun Saratoga. McDonough was a talented, promising, but yet unproven officer who had never commanded a warship, much less a squadron in actual combat. On shore in Plattsburgh, a British army stood poised to overwhelm its American enemies. There, north of the Saranac River, which divided the village, more than 8,000 British troops waited for the command to attack. This force included more than 2,600 veterans from the Duke of Wellington's army. Having fought victoriously in Spain, they had been sent to Canada to spearhead an invasion of the United States. The senior British commander, Sir George Prevost, was the Governor-in-Chief of Canada and had served in the Army for 35 years. Prevost had an indifferent record as a field commander, but the British would actually be led into battle by 3 of Wellington's finest major generals. Entrenched in 3 small forts and 2 blockhouses across the Saranac River in Plattsburgh was an American force of less than 1,800 regulars, who had been supplemented by the recent arrival of several hundred militia volunteers. Brigadier General Alexander Macomb commanded the outnumbered Americans. Trained as an engineer and artillery officer, the 32-year-old Macomb was a capable officer but had little combat experience and had never commanded a large army in battle. In fact, up until just 2 weeks before, he had been only second in command of the American army in the area, taking charge only when Major General George Izard departed in late August for western New York. Izard took with him most of the troops who had been stationed near the Lake Champlain border. Although Prevost's ultimate objective was secret, some Americans assumed that he intended to do what British General John Burgoyne had tried and failed to do during the American Revolution, that is, to march south along Lake Champlain, capture Saratoga and Fort Ticonderoga, and then continue south to the Hudson River Valley in Albany. At stake on September 11, then, was considerably more than naval control of Lake Champlain or the military possession of Plattsburgh. Even if the British chose not to advance beyond Plattsburgh, their expected military victory would give them control of the lake and possession of northern New York, placing British diplomats in a strong position to demand territorial concessions from the United States as a condition of peace. The timing of the battle made September 11, 1814, the pivotal moment in the War of 1812.